This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that the Mahayuti government has worked relentlessly for the development of Marathwada region of Maharashtra. Addressing a rally in Nanded yesterday, Mr. Modi said that in the last 2.5 years, the Marathwada region has seen investment of more than 80,000 crore rupees. He highlighted 11 irrigation projects in the region. He also emphasized key developments like the Delhi-Mumbai Industrial Corridor, Rail Coach Factory, Logistic Park, Samruddhi Highway, Shaktipeeth Expressway and new flights from Nanded to Delhi and Adampur, expressing confidence in the creation of numerous local employment opportunities. The Prime Minister also accused Congress for playing politics on OBC and said they are trying to eliminate the identity of OBC and dividing them into different castes. In Jharkhand, election campaigning is in full swing. Leaders of both the NDA and India blocs are making whirlwind tours across the state to woo voters in favour of their party candidates. Addressing an election meeting at Chhatarpur in Palamu, senior BJP leader Amit Shah accused Congress leader Rahul Gandhi of being anti-OBC, anti-Dalit and anti-tribal. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticized BJP tax policies and accused its leadership of favoring capitalists over the poor. Leaders of the RJD, AJSU and left parties have also addressed poll rallies in different parts of the state. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar yesterday emphasized that research and innovation, in a sense, are key to the attainment of the goal of a developed nation. Addressing the fourth convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Technology in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Dhankar emphasized that investment in education is the most impactful way to serve society as it enriches human resources and secures both our present and future. In Jammu and Kashmir, one terrorist was killed in an encounter between the security forces and the terrorists in Sopore town of Baramulla district last evening, while 2 to 3 other terrorists were still trapped there. Officials said a fierce gunfight broke out between the security forces and terrorists in Sopore yesterday. Following specific inputs about the presence of terrorists, a joint anti-terror operation was started by the army, the CRPF and the police. 7 Indian institutions have secured a place in the top 100 of the QS World University Rankings Asia 2025. India is home to 2 universities in the top 50 and 7 in the top 100, with the Indian Institute of Technology IIT Delhi leading at 44th place. IIT Bombay is ranked 48th, while IIT Madras, IIT Kharagpur, the Indian Institute of Science, IIT Kanpur and the University of Delhi are the other Indian institutes in the top 100, showcasing India's robust academic standing. In a significant development having far-reaching implications for Indian students, Canada has announced a discontinuation of its Student Direct Stream (SDS) visa program. The SDS is a key pathway for international students seeking permits for studies. It is said that the decision has come as part of the country's attempts to address ongoing housing shortages and resource strain. The SDS program was designed to fast-track study permit applications for students from 14 countries. In Pakistan, at least 25 people, including 14 soldiers, have been killed after a bomb exploded at a railway station in the Balochistan province. Over 50 people were injured in the blast, which happened as a popular morning train was about to leave Quetta station in southwestern Pakistan for Peshawar. The Baloch Liberation Army, which claimed responsibility for the attack, said in a statement released on social media that it had targeted a Pakistan military unit that was returning from Quetta after completing a training course. The International Film Festival of India 2024 has announced the launch of iFiesta, a vibrant entertainment extravaganza designed to bring communities together through the magic of films, food, art and interactive experiences. It will be hosted at the Kala Academy located on the picturesque waterfront of Panaji, Goa during the 21st to 28th November. India's Pankaj Advani has won IBSF World Billiards Championship 150-up format title. He defeated England's Robert Hall in the final clash of the tournament at Doha in Qatar yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.